In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Only Trice, real name, no gimmicks. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
We got a bogey. I'm on the way.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
You say what the fuck and then you don't say hello?
Tom.
What's up?
Why ain't this on speaker?
Off to a bad start.
Huh?
I said off to a bad start.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I just played this incredible intro for you and then this is how you repay me.
Who starts something like that?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of Joe Rogan?
He don't fucking call people. That shit's recorded like a month before.
Oh, okay, so I'm not Joe Rogan. Do you know what I got in the studio, though?
What?
Fucking 60-inch flat screen up on the wall.
For real?
Fucking A, dude. PlayStation out here. NHL TV. Fucking smoking crack. Watching hockey.
Speaking of NHL TV, I need your password. The Penguins game's on tonight. I'm going to watch it.
Okay. I can't give it to you legally, but I'll give it to you.
Why? What do you mean legally?
Well, I mean, just in case when, like, the NHL execs listen back to this episode, I did not give it to you.
Have you tried to see if you, like, you can use it on more than one device?
I only have one device that I could use it on, and that's the one I use it on. But I'm not going to be on it tonight, so you should be able to, because you're putting it on an Xbox, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it would be an issue.
All right, we'll find out.
I don't know. I know for sure, though, I'm going to put my DirecTV down to, like, the lowest thing possible, which is, like, $50, and then just...
buy NHL TV?
Yeah, it's way better. It's way better than Center Ice.
How much is it a year? It's only, like, $50, right?
I think that was just, like, the end-of-the-year thing. Oh, by the way, this is Big Ran. He's back, everybody. We've had a lot of questions and emails and... asking where you were and what you're doing. So what the fuck have you been doing?
Well, working and basically making sure that my kid has the same love that I have when he grows up.
That's good. How'd Bronson, or my nephew, his son, just got done with his first, what do they even call that? Just like introduction to hockey?
Yeah, he did a learn to skate before that because you're not allowed to do learn to play without taking a learn to skate class.
Right.
And then it's called Learn to Play, and it's the Irish Youth Hockey League.
Excuse me, the Big Ten champion, Irish?
Yes. And it's like Penn High School and a couple of the local high school kids will show up, and then a couple of the traveling coaches that do the mini-mites. The mini-mites is like eight and up, I think. It's basically like bitty ball type shit.
Oh, and a warning to everybody in Belleville or the Mansfield Central area that's just beginning into hockey because of the biscuit. Don't hit me and Randy up on Instagram talking shit about Notre Dame hockey when Ohio State beats them one game out of the year. And you
one
don't,
out of three.
And you don't even know that Notre Dame's in the Big Ten. Mr. Hoover, I'm talking to you. You got to fucking – he teaches kids.
Well, not Hoover, Dak.
Come on now, buddy. No, congratulations to the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, though. So they'll be playing Ohio State now, what, this coming weekend?
No, Saturday they play Penn State.
What?
They play Penn State in the Big Ten championship. Not the championship, the semifinal.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because whoever moves on, it goes by ranking, right?
Yeah, so it's Penn State versus Notre Dame Saturday. And then, it's at Compton.
And Ohio State versus...
I'm not 100% positive who they play. But yeah, they play at Compton. I was going to try to go, but Bronson's birthday party is Saturday, so I might not be able to make it.
Who gives a shit about his birthday? You fucking kidding me?
I know.
Were you going to watch fucking Finding Dory instead of going to go see fucking...
The game's on ESPNU, so at least I'll be able to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear the fucking great commentating they have on ESPNU.
Yeah, Penn State's like 15th in the country. I mean, this ain't no joke. This is a nice test for Notre Dame.
Big Ten's full-blown good at hockey.
Ohio State's really good this year, too.
Yeah, they were, you know, besides Notre Dame, my favorite to win the Big Ten tournament.
And
I wouldn't want to play Ohio State.
Minnesota's good.
Yeah, turns out Casey Middleset's pretty good at hockey.
Yeah, like real good.
Yeah, I had to like, I don't know if you've been listening to the episodes, but like week by week, especially like after World Juniors, like I had to just take back every word I ever said about him.
His goal at World Juniors was awesome. That, and his passes, he's just good.
Yeah, I'm still worried, like, if he gets Patrick Laine or something, you know, when Patrick was in the neutral zone and was skating with his head down, like, oh yeah, I'm okay, and I forget who it was, but somebody fucking crushed him.
Oh yeah, last year?
Yeah, basically broke his face, and he's just now getting over it. Like, really?
Yeah, he's getting nasty again, though, at the right time, of course, and they're getting good at the right time.
Well, gotta be, what? One of my favorites out of the West is Winnipeg. Yeah.
Hey, my Philadelphia ain't looking so stupid either now, huh?
Oh, God, how? I don't even fucking understand it. They lost 10 games in a row.
I just want to say that I picked Philadelphia at the beginning of the year, so everyone can suck it.
I'm pretty sure you talked me into putting them on, and then I did, like, I switched and did that stupid Bisquick episode, which I might just delete so no one knows that I did it.
Yeah, I had everyone believing in Philly, even Philly fans.
Because, I had New Jersey in, I had the Hurricanes in, which you said I was fucking crazy for those.
Yeah.
New Jersey's legit.
Yeah.
Mr. Taylor Hall might be your Hart Trophy winner.
Maybe.
Which one do the players vote on?
Oh, crap. I don't remember. The Hart, maybe?
And then what, the Lindsays? No, it's the other way around, right?
Other way around?
I think it's the Hart is the league and then the Lindsays the players. I think.
I think Malkin's going to get Jude.
Whoa. In this climate? hashtag myself as well. I heard that today, that hashtag me too isn't even grammatically correct.
Hashtag what?
myself as well. Is what it should be. Well, speaking of myself as well,
the Ted Lindsay is the one voted by the players.
Okay, well, hockey has an issue with, like, they have like three awards in every category that are exactly the same. Like the Messier and like the other one are like the same exact fucking award.
Well, the Hart and Lindsay kind of go hand in hand, and then, yeah.
Well, I think if you're going at it right now, if I was a player, who would, I mean, if you were a player in the NHL right now and you have three votes, you get to pick the three nominees that you would pick for the Ted Lindsay right now, league, the season ends today. And I think this means it's the person most valuable to their player, right? And then the Hart's the best player in the league.
The Lindsay's voted best player judged by their
peers,
and the Hart is MVP. The Hart is most valuable player, whether it's to your team, to the league, you know, whatever. Like,
so, like how McDavid got it? Well, he's to his team too. Yeah, I'm trying to think of an like where a player would be like the best in the league, but not like
LeBron for the Cavs. Like, look what he does when he goes to teams.
Right, he could go in. Okay. Well, who would you put in your three as the Ted Lindsay? You get to vote 3-2-1, coming in at number three, best player in the league this year.
right now, I would say Malkin, Kucherov, and Hall.
I would say Phil Kessel.
No, Malkin over Kessel.
No, never. Not once.
Maybe even Ovi, the way he's playing.
Two Russians. What do you have to... What's going on over there?
Malkin is playing some of the best hockey he's ever played in his freaking career.
If he wasn't the biggest pussy in the league, I might consider him.
But the stretch he's put on at the beginning of the year, points-wise, is almost as disturbing as what Hall has done in the last 20 games.
Well, what blows my mind is all the people at Thanksgiving time writing off the Penguins like they weren't going to do this.
Oh, yeah. Malkin, and the funny thing is like, look how good Crosby's playing, and yet he still just flies under the radar.
Right.
Like, people are like, he's not having a good year. Look at his numbers. They're still really good.
Well, his numbers are right on par with what he always does, aren't they?
Yeah, and if you want to say player judged most valuable to his team, take him away from the Penguins.
So, yeah, he would be more valuable to the team than Malkin, I think.
I think so. Malkin's just playing just stupid right now.
So you could realistically see Malkin win the Hart and Sidney win the Lindsay.
I don't think the players are going to vote Crosby this year. I feel like they're going to – I don't know if the players will vote Hall or not either, but I'd be surprised, to be honest.
If Hall doesn't get the nomination, it's a crock of shit.
I could see the nomination, but the NHL, you kind of got to earn it. Like, you can't – because they don't ever – well, they do sometimes, but it's hard to do a one-year NHL. Like, McDavid didn't get any of the trophies. Like, they all went to Crosby.
Yeah, and then
next year they went to McDavid. Like, you got to kind of be there before you get it.
Now, what's weird is, like, they asked Taylor Hall about, like, you know, how he's having this breakout season, and he's just like, oh, the coaches just told me I could, like, they expected more out of me, so I just started doing it.
They just green-lighted them finally?
Yeah, they were just like, hey, why don't you just score 21 games in a row?
But why didn't they green-light them last year, beginning of the year? Like, why did it take so long to green-light someone with that much talent?
I mean, if you're a coach, you might not have known that he needed it.
He's a dude that's probably been green-lighted his entire career. That's probably why he's had such the press he's always had.
So the coach probably, credit to him, was probably like, dude, this guy's really good, but I feel like I need to just tell him to just go.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, you got – every player needs coach differently. That's why people underestimate how good coaches are sometimes.
Who is New Jersey's coach?
New Jersey?
Yeah. Fucking Scott Niedermeyer?
I can't remember.
It's not Scott Niedermeyer. But like I was saying, with Pittsburgh, they're good, and they don't even have a goalie.
No, they're playing real shitty with the goalie situation right now.
Well, that makes you think, like, Matt Murray, who's always been hurt, this is no surprise. They should have made a move to get somebody in, I think. Even if they would have brought Zakhoff back.
I think they did make a move. John Hines is the New Jersey Devils coach. The American.
He's American?
Yeah.
Fucking, all right, buddy. Good for you.
I think they did make a move. It just didn't work out for them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, it had to have been one or the other. And Fleury was hurt earlier, too. Maybe Fleury just got hurt at the right time.
No, I'm not even talking about Fleury. I thought they made the move when they brought in an Eddie Nemi at the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he was even a Penguin.
Yeah, I think they thought that they were fine. I think they said, hey, we got...
I thought he was going to be a great backup.
We got an Eddie Nemi. He can play when we need him. And I really thought they were did the right move. I didn't think they did.
Well, I think he's in Montreal. I think he's in Montreal now.
For all the people talking about Fleury and the Penguins, I mean, it's no surprise. Like, people were like Fleury is really good.
Well, there was a lot of Penguins fans, like, saying, let's fucking get rid of this fucking guy after the first cup, before they won the second one. Let's fucking trade him before the deadline.
Yeah, because he wasn't playing that well.
Right.
And he was hurt.
But he was like a fixture of the team.
Yeah, he's always been the part of the team.
And he goes down, leaves Pittsburgh with three Stanley Cups.
Yeah. But Matt Murray has two in his first 2 years. They don't win without either one of them goalies, though. That's the thing.
Especially last season.
Matt Murray didn't carry him in the year of the Flurry. They both did. They both had major parts, like Game 7 against the Capitals, Flurry.
Marc-Andre Fleury single-handedly beat the Columbus Blue Jackets by himself.
Yeah, exactly. And then Game 7 against the Capitals.
Oh, how good was that game?
Game 7 against the Ottawa Senators.
Oh, God, how good was that game?
And you had Matt Murray in one, and you had Fleury in the other, and then Murray took all of the Cup games both years. So Fleury helped get you there. Matt Murray sustained it in the Stanley Cup both years.
Pittsburgh has a history of guys that, say, Bonino or even the newly added to the Columbus Blue Jackets, Ian Cole, who play a different way when they get into those games.
Yeah. Yeah, Ian Cole's a
he's a playoff savage.
His intangibles are a 99, if you could rate him.
He like almost doubles his production from the season in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, yeah, and if you could rate intangibles, he would be 99 overall.
I feel like if you can't spell it, you can't say it.
Why? I can spell intangible.
Bullshit.
I'm just saying is that he does so many things that you're never going to see on a stat sheet, like take pucks to the fucking mouth.
I still think there's like two or three parts to his game that he's just sitting on still. Because Notre Dame, he had like 153 penalty minutes.
Where?
At Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And that's in college hockey. That's fucking hard to do.
Yeah, they played with Russ. They've been playing with each other forever.
He's a fucking boss. When I saw that trade early morning Monday, and apologies to everybody that I haven't released my trade deadline special. I kind of don't want to release it just because, like, at this point I sat on it so long, and then like, there's so much coverage of that day, and not really a ton happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I could, like, do another one, and you could just hear me read off the trades, which I still might do because I owe everybody an episode. So, I don't know. Just be warned, if you see the trade deadline episode of The Biscuit, it's probably not going to be that good. But you're warned. You've been warned. What other highlights did you have coming out of the trade deadline day?
I really like what the Penguins did.
Bringing in Brassard was huge.
And I made fun of what the Bruins did, but apparently age did not matter.
But they gave up a lot.
Yeah, I know. I still don't get Brian Gionta. I still don't understand that.
They gave up a lot.
Nick Holden and Tommy Wingles and Rick Nash and Brian Gionta. I mean, but they lost Spooner, Bielski, Lindgren.
And two picks?
Three draft picks, Rob O'Gara and Frank Vatrarna. I mean, they lost five people, three picks, got back two dudes that are 40. Nick Holden, I mean.
So yeah, Boston brought in Nash, Wingles, Holden.
Nick Holden and Brian Gionta, who apparently made the team by playing good in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. That's who Yeah, the captain.
The 38-year-old captain that played for America.
Which is crazy, because I didn't hear shit about him, and then like the Olympics comes, and then Boston just signed. I mean, he's going to be playing.
Well, he played for fucking 17th in the NHL.
Oh, I know. He's a fucking beast. It was just surprising to me. Like, because he didn't have that good of a showing at the Olympics, I didn't think.
I think he's just a gamer.
Well, he's a Stanley Cup champion, too.
I give the Bruins like a B+. I mean, they got good, but they got rid of too much for it to be an A.
Well, here's what gives them the B+ is that Nash is tearing it up now.
Yeah, exactly.
If Nash comes in and plays the way he's played for the past 6 years, then you'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But he is like, he's fucking playing like old Rick Nash.
Yeah, he's playing good. I think the Red Wings got rid of two good people.
Uh,
Mrazek.
Yeah.
But they're clearly saying fuck it as a man. They won't draft nothing but him.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out for him. I know historically they've always drafted really well, but if I was, you know, Ken Holland and I'm picking between Jimmy Howard and Peter Mrazek, I'm keeping Peter Mrazek.
Yeah, no shit. Just
has he lost a game in Philly yet?
I don't know. What they're doing is, I hate when teams do that shit.
And then, so Tomáš Tatar goes to Vegas for, but I do think they got 3 picks out of Vegas for that fucking.
For nothing? For a high five?
Yeah, first, second, and third round pick for Tomáš Tatar.
It's pronounced Thomas.
It's not. I swear to God, it's not.
I understand that he's fucking foreign.
I've been saying Thomas until the trade happened, and I swear to God, they changed his name.
I always said Tomáš.
Tomáš.
See, I was close, I guess. Well,
so he goes to Vegas, and dude can score. Dude's a prolific scorer. That's all he's ever been able to do, score, and he can agitate and throw the fists a little bit.
Yeah, you put someone on that team that they don't need. They did not need that. I mean, they needed it, but me personally don't want him to be there.
Well, guess what? Then they added fucking Ryan Reeves, too.
Yeah, I know.
So they just got too nasty, because Tomáš will fight, dude.
That doesn't hurt the Penguins, though.
Nah, but it fucking, like, it gives, like, the only good thing that ever happened to the Pittsburgh Penguins is gone.
He was the man, I agree, but it doesn't hurt them. And if, honestly, if anything, it's a good thing. I mean, it really doesn't hurt them at all. You trade him for Brassard on your lineup?
Until Sidney gets another concussion.
And then you have Brassard, then you made the right call.
Well, so you lose Nick Bonino, and then you get Brassard in. I'll take that any day.
Yeah. And the Penguins do this. I mean, historically, I could go through players that we've lost that I've loved. I mean, shit, we just got rid of Fleury. I mean, we've been known to toss some talent around because they kind of get what they need. And to be honest, we need a third line center. I understand we need defense too, but when it comes playoff time and we have Malkin, Crosby, Kessel, and Brassard, in the last 5 years, they're the top 4 scoring players in the NHL in the playoffs.
Well, how long's Murray out?
I'm not sure how long he's out. Tristan Jarry needs to get his fucking head out of his ass. He actually doesn't do too bad.
No, I think what was fucked up for Jarry is he had to come in that Boston game after it was already out. I would have just left that kid in. I would have just left that kid in and be like, all right, buddy, you got us here. You're going to get pelted the rest of the game.
After it was 6-0.
I would have told him to pull his pants down, turn his ass cheeks around, and just take pucks right up the fucking ram it up the pipe there.
And put him in 3 minutes after the game.
Who is it? DeGrasse? Neil deGrasse Tyson? Is that who's playing goalie for him now?
Yeah, he does star research on the side.
He's Tom Fitzgibbon's kid is a nuclear physicist. And you can eat a chicken sandwich. I watched that Pittsburgh Boston game. It was fucking. It was crazy game.
Pittsburgh tried to come back.
Oh, you know who I was going to say? Who I would vote for Lindsay instead of Nikita Kucherov? Jacob Voracek.
Yeah, I'll give you that. He's playing real good.
He is killing it. I didn't know he was this good.
Yeah, he's been playing real well.
So I think Pittsburgh might be in trouble if they can't get a healthy goalie. But they do have the team around it that somehow they could finagle their way into making it out of the first round.
First round.
Unless, which this is the matchup I want, which I don't think it's possible, unless Pittsburgh wins the Metro. I want to play Pittsburgh in the first round again, Columbus Blue Jackets.
Better worry about getting to the playoffs.
Oh, no shit, right? They can't do another weekend like that, 1-3 out west. They will not make the playoffs.
They're barely in, right? If you started today, they've just fucking, by a cotton hair, made it.
Yeah, but Florida has like 3 games in hand. Florida has enough games in hand right now where they would pass them if they won.
Oh, like if it ended?
Yep. But I was saying, like, going way back, Back to the Olympics. What was your takeaway from this year's Winter Olympics?
Dog shit.
It was rough.
The games. I tried my hardest to watch as many games as I could.
It was hard to do. It's hard to do.
They weren't as competitive, clearly. And it was just total bullshit. I mean,
what bothered me is,
like, when I watch Russia versus fucking USA in the prelims,
Did Shipachev play on the Olympic Athletes of Russia team?
I don't remember seeing him.
I was wondering that today. I don't remember seeing him either.
It hurts my heart to say this, but like the fact that like how much I love Ovechkin and Malkin, that those dudes don't get a gold medal is just.
I wonder how they feel about that.
It's just absolute bullshit that those two dudes, I mean, they are arguably the best two Russian hockey players ever.
And well, you have a guy that...
Neither of them aren't going to have a fucking gold medal when they actually got one.
You have another guy in net that might be the best Russian goaltender of all time.
Yeah, Bob.
I mean, and if you were on Instagram, you could see Bob was watching the gold medal game, Artemi Panarin... Like, they all really cared about it.
Yeah, Panarin, and then you got Tarasenko.
Yeah, it's fucking sucks. What sucked about the United States team...
Is Kucherov Russian?
Yeah.
He's Russian, but does he consider himself on that team, or does he play for, like, Czech Republic or something?
I'm pretty sure he plays for Team Russia.
See, I mean, look at all these dudes.
Well, it's Nikita Kucherov and Evgeny Kuznetsov. Or both?
Yeah. I mean, you got all these. I don't know if Kucherov plays for Russia or if he is. I mean,
he might not be Russian.
I think he's Russian. I just don't think he like plays for him. I think he does what he wants.
Well, the worst part of Team USA is this argument of we're going to send amateurs, but you have guys from the AHL, which is not an amateur league. So no. Don't give me that bullshit. If you're going to send the amateurs, send the college kids. And I was happy for everybody that made the team. And what sucked is like they looked sloppy, and they never got it past that.
I knew Russia was going to win from the start. They have the best team easily. They had the only team that had fucking men and beast on it. Like they had dudes like fucking Datsyuk for fuck's sake.
ET's penis.
Voyanov. Two-time Stanley Cup champion with the Kings. Ilya Kovalchuk.
Did Kovalchuk play too?
Yeah. He was a beast. He one time scored like fucking 79 goals with the Atlanta Thrashers in like 2005.
Yeah, he won the Rocket Ricard, I think, one year.
Probably back-to-back because he put up 50 goals back-to-back. And I remember when I was like fucking high school.
Where do you think he comes and plays this year?
Yeah, he's talking about coming back.
Oh, he's going to be in the NHL next season for sure.
How good is he? I mean, you have a dude that was once putting up 50 goals a season in the NHL, playing against these turds in the rest of the Olympics. And like I said, you have three people on their team are Stanley Cup champions. Russia would have had a good chance of winning.
It would have been
all the players.
Bettman really let down the world because of what.
Think about Canada.
Canada
get a medal.
Canada could have assembled maybe the greatest hockey team of all time.
Yeah, it would have been McDavid and Crosby for the first time, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
they never played in the Olympics together, and they never will.
No, they never will. You're right.
Crosby won't play next 4 years from now.
No, and Bettman already said they might not send him to China anyhow, which I think they will.
Crosby won't play 4 years from now, not because he won't be good enough, because Canada won't need it. It won't matter.
No. What is he 30 or 31?
I think he's the same age as me.
Dude, he might play.
29? He'd be 33?
Yeah, he'll play. He's playing for sure.
I mean, McDavid and him on the same team.
So they have to send him next time. Because then you got guys like Austin Matthews and fucking...
That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see Matthews and McDavid and the fucking Canadian jersey and the fucking USA jersey. I wanted to see fucking Bob in the net for fucking Russia. I wanted to see Malcolm Ovi. I wanted to see the world's greatest hockey players play. I wanted to see all these dudes play. I wanted to see fucking Jokin play for Sweden. I wanted to see everyone play.
Well, now, have you heard this bullshit rumor that they want to put the hockey into the Summer Olympics?
They won't. That's not able.
What? Do you want nobody to watch it?
Yeah, that's stupid.
The only reason hockey's as popular as it is in the Olympics because it's like the only thing besides curling that's watchable.
The fact that Canada didn't medal in the Olympics for hockey, Gary Bettman should rethink his life.
That is crazy. They didn't even win bronze.
I mean, they easily have.
Who won bronze?
I don't even know.
Canada. Fucking
Denver won.
Denver? I think Canada won bronze.
No, I don't think they won a fucking medal.
I don't know.
I'll look it up. Because who got second?
The fucking Denver? Germany. Why do you keep saying Denver?
Germany. The Germany fucking hockey team.
The Germany hockey team, yes.
I just fucking play on that team.
I used to.
And did you see what they did after it?
Who, Germany?
Yeah.
No, what?
Taking pictures with Kovacek and Datsuk. And,
oh, like yeah, fanboys?
They didn't give a fuck that they won silver. Like, just so happy that they were hanging out with dudes that good at hockey.
I don't think those guys thought they were going to beat Canada. And they did.
No.
It was insane.
The one dude was crying, like, before they ever played in the game, talking about it, like they had a chance to win gold.
It's insane. Some of the other highlights are obviously the women winning gold and just fucking the nastiest shootout goal ever, men's or women's.
Yeah, that shit was awesome.
Did you?
Canada did win bronze.
I figured. I was like, that's not right. They had to have medaled.
To me, that's not meddling.
Once the United States is out, I kind of didn't give a shit. And, like, because, like, I wasn't going to stay up until 2 in the morning to watch Russia play Germany.
No.
If it would have been on, like, reasonable times, then it's different.
Because I knew Russia was going to win 12-1.
Even, like, the women's gold medal game, what the fuck? It's...
Yeah.
Like, come on. Figure out a way to play that earlier. Unless you're on the West Coast, it was fucking impossible to see that game.
That was pretty awesome. I'm
And that's incredible.
The best part about them winning is, like, 10 of those girls were on the silver teams the past 2 Olympics.
Oh, yeah, the story behind those girls, I mean, it's like shit they make a movie out of.
And, like, I don't think people realize that how many of those girls, like, wanted redemption against that team. They didn't want to play anyone else in that fucking...
No. And it's a good time because, like, if you don't appreciate women's sports right now, you go to jail. So it's a really good time for them to win a gold medal, too.
Yeah. And, I mean, how funny is the stuff about Phil Kessel, Amanda Kessel's brother?
who puts that shit in there?
He has to have a sense of humor because, like, he gets made fun of more than any fucking player ever.
Was that Photoshop or was that really on TV?
I don't know, but dude, it went fucking viral quick.
It's hilarious. Should just wear a shirt that says that.
Someone reported him as Olympic gold medalist Amanda Kessel's brother.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking Phil Kessel.
Some of the other shit from the Olympics were Don Cherry said something about the women looking pretty in high heels, and a bunch of people got in a fit over it.
And he said they look sloppy on the ice or something like that, too.
Yeah, he's like, they might look good off the ice, but they look like shit on the ice. I don't know his exact quote or what it was.
Don't matter what it was.
It doesn't matter. That's my point. I know Milbury had said something, too, which that's what Milbury's there for, is like, they know Milbury's going to say shit like that. That's why he's there because he speaks to the other half of hockey fans that don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, my issue with Don Cherry is that there is no fucking issue. You want equal rights, and that's all they fucking bitch about, and they bitch about Cherry treating the women differently. Bullshit. Have you ever heard some of the stuff he's said about male professional hockey players?
Well, that's what Southpaw Darren was saying, too. He's like, listen, he's like, Don's not going to cut it either way. Like,
no, and that's why don't give me this equal rights shit. I've heard him call Nick Bonino the worst hockey player in the world.
Oh, yeah. And then there's this whole other issue, too, that Darren brought to my attention was Don Cherry and his wife have, like, sponsored women's hockey teams, you know, put on leagues for them, you know, basically built arenas specifically for women's hockey. So don't say that he's a fucking misogynist. He's just an old Canadian, and he just said something that you took it the wrong way.
He's like your drunk uncle at the fucking reunion.
Right, exactly. Who dresses way stranger.
He's going to say what he wants. He, don't give me the equal rights. You're arguing about the wrong person for him to be saying equal rights, because if anyone treats someone the same, it's him, whether you're fucking black, purple, green, yellow, woman, or male.
Right. And nobody watches or knows, has seen more hockey games than Don Cherry. So if he says it, it's probably because he means it and it's true.
Yeah, sometimes he's over the top, but for the most part, yes, he is pretty damn near correct.
Well, and that's part of his, like, he's on TV. Like, you can't just be a ho-hum, or he might as well go work for ESPN. Like, he's Don Cherry. He's made a career out of this shit.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I agree. You can't be like, hey, yeah, I agree with that. Like Barkley, I mean, like, these dudes are these dudes reason.
He grew up traveling a bus playing hockey and then coached hockey and then bought hockey teams, and now he's commenting on hockey. And it wasn't out of disrespect. It was just him saying they fucking looked like shit.
Yeah, and that's what made me mad.
And he said it in a Don Cherry way.
Yeah, he did. I mean, that was bullshit. People would look, and the thing is he's probably said shit like that before, and no one knew because it wasn't the Olympics.
Well, and one of the scary things is equality as an outcome is one of the steps to killing freedom. And I don't want to get too fucking political on here, but that's equality of outcome is dog shit. So if Don Cherry says something without thinking, just because he's watching a hockey game, it's not the end of the world. It's fine. And you don't have – and, like, that's what Twitter's there for people to bitch about, I guess, too. But you can't call for the guy's job because that's – one, it's not going to happen. And I don't know if that makes people feel better. Like, oh, fucking fire him. He said something I don't like.
I don't know what it is. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Who gives a shit? Gold jacket, green jacket? Team Russia. Here's an issue that nobody's talking about. What? They'd rather bitch about Don Cherry, but the guy who won best defenseman of the Olympics is a Russian guy,
right? What do you mean, the
guys? What's his name?
Huh?
The Russian who won defenseman of the tournament.
It's fucking Voyanov. He's two-time Stanley Cup champion with the Kings.
Do you know he, like, tied up and tortured his wife, girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why he doesn't play for the Kings.
And but nobody gives it, like, that's an issue.
Well, that's why he's not in the NHL.
I don't remember this happening.
Slava Voyanov, man. He's a two-time champ.
Two-time champ. He beat his wife. God damn it, dude. Moving on.
I was watching that game when Milbury said that. Milbury said that so calm and collective, it's nuts.
What'd Milbury say?
Or not Milbury.
Cherry.
No, Mike.
What did Mike Milbury say?
About Voyanov. About how he, like, served his time and was
fired. So that's what Milbury got in trouble for.
Yeah, Milbury said, like, they were talking, it was a Russian USA game, and he was like, said something about Slava Voyanov, like said, mentioned it happened, and then said, like, you know, obviously it wasn't that big of a deal. He's here today or some shit.
Right. And I guess in America, they're supposed to be, you know, you serve your time, whatever. I take issue with beating women and children or hurting children. I'm not going to go any further than that. I got a special fuckboy of the week this week. Some Columbus Blue Jackets fans were, I'm not going to say his name. You guys know who he is. I don't want to give him any more attention than he already likes to get on Twitter. But brings up the option of trading Sergei Bobrovsky to make room to sign Jonathan Tavares.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So I sent him a DM and said, hey, man, I'm going to make a poll because I didn't want to just, you know, blast him out and put him on a poll because I knew he was going to lose. And what was surprising me is that it was like 78% of people only agreed, not every single person.
Not 1,000.
I got a lot of good comments, though, from people. You know, you build from the net out. You know, without this, there is no playoffs without Bob. There's not even a chance to contend without Bob.
No, you guys would be fucking 17 and 80.
Oh, we would be the Blue Jackets before Bob came? Yeah, exactly. Like,
playoffs last year? Because without Penguins would have swept.
Right. And yeah, Bob hasn't played well in the playoffs, but I mean, maybe he will this year, and if he doesn't, then it's something to look at. But I mean,
oh, I'm sorry, his second time ever in the playoffs wasn't good for you. People want stuff so fucking fast nowadays; it's stupid.
Well,
no one's willing to do anything.
It's not like the fucking Blue Jackets played that well in front of them.
That's the third time they've ever been in the playoffs ever, and it's happened to be his second time, and it happened to be his second time against arguably the best team to ever play the sport. And win back-to-back cups.
Oh, yeah. It's Red Wings, Pittsburgh. Like,
and I mean, get real with this shit. Like, he's playing against two of the best players ever, and somehow Malkin still didn't get in the top 100.
Well, and they were on a mission last year, too.
Yeah, they were. They played better last year in the playoffs than they did the year before.
They were on a fucking tear, that's for sure. But it just...
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
That's not addition by subtraction. That's a bad idea.
Like not having a fucking quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. And like he deserves better than that. Unless Bob wants traded, he deserves better than that.
He don't want traded. He's Russian.
No, yeah, exactly. He's got an underground bunker there where he just rides his fucking bicycle, him and fucking Panarin with their small shorts on, just fucking yelling at each other.
To him, Columbus is beautiful.
Have you heard what they're calling Ian Cole and David Savard's line, their pairing?
No.
The Lumberjackets, because they both have them beautiful beards.
Yeah, Ian Cole's beard is nice.
I love him, dude. I fucking love him. I know he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year and most likely won't be back, but I fucking love him.
No, he's gone. He's going to, like, Buffalo or something stupid.
I would say he'd go back to Pittsburgh, but I think him and Sullivan are done with each other. As much as they want to play it down, something happened there.
I think something happened to him.
I heard Ian Cole say that there wasn't anything, but, like, he had been scratched a handful of times, too, this season.
Yeah.
And it's not like Columbus sent – or what? He went to Ottawa first.
He plays really bad.
Was it good?
And then they'll play really bad. And I think.
Was it Ian Cole for Derek Brassard? Was that the deal?
Yeah.
And then Columbus sent Ottawa. Or no, he went. Somebody went to Nashville and we got him from Nashville. That might have been Letest, too.
And then they made us send Reeves.
I meant to say, did you see Reeves' first interview with NHL Network when he was in Vegas?
No, was he fucking wasted?
No, but I don't know if I mentioned this on the show last week or not. I got fucking way too drunk on here with Scott Hyatt last week. So he's sitting there with his shirt off, and it's fucking Skinny Legs from NHL Network talking. And she's, like, trying not to look at him because he has his shirt off. And then, like, she mentions something about his tattoos, and he's just, like, sits up a little more straight. And he's just like, oh, yeah, well, you know, fucking, you know, I get tattoos, no big deal. And she's like, well, maybe next time you could, like, wear a shirt or something for the interview, and I was just like, oh my god, dude, they fucking boned so hard after that interview.
Mean Streets is the Saskatoon.
Is he from Saskatoon? Yeah. Oh, that's where he drops those buckets on fucking Kessel's face.
Game. Blouses.
Blouses. He did the fucking Chappelle.
Yeah, he ruled. I mean, the first time he got the helmet from the Penguins, he did the interview in the helmet the entire time.
Oh, what is two fights and a gold?
The Reeves,
which is fucking badass. So we're talking about Matt Murray earlier. I know I'm all over the place, but I told you my notes were a little shitty this week. So we got Matt Murray, Jack Eichel, Brian Elliott. Do you see anything that I'm saying here? Something in common with these guys?
No, because Matt Murray separates himself with two rings.
I've heard a lot of coaches say this: injured players get injured.
No.
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, about way too many times.
I think there's some truth in it, man.
I don't.
All right, well, fuck, smash that. Moving on.
No, I do and I don't. I mean, Crosby went through a pretty rough era.
Yes, he did. Jack Eichel's been hurt every year. McDavid's been hurt every year.
Yeah. Fleury has been hurt every year.
Fleury's hurt a bunch.
Matt Murray, I think, is just so young still, and I think his body is just so awkward that he's doing stuff.
Yeah, this year was his first real pro year.
And I think that he's just... I don't think his injuries are... And I think Eichel's kind of the same way. Matthews has been hurt every year so far.
I think Eichel's is his same ankle, though, man. That's not a good sign.
No, you're right. But Matthews is something different. And yeah. I think it's just these young kids.
That's a good point, because, like you said, everybody wants everything so fast now. And I'm a fan of, rookies. I do like a good rookie, but I also like... building players too. Like, I also like, you know, the OHL or the WHL. I like watching a player climb his ranks, you know, and progress the right way.
For me, like Gensel and those guys, they were playing in Wilkes-Barre all year,
right? Or like a Zach Werenski, played a couple years at Michigan, at least got some other level of hockey, and before just being 18, I couldn't imagine being 18 and going against guys like fucking Ryan Kessler or getting smashed by fucking Borowiecki or having Cody McLeod fucking crush you and like oh fuck, I'm 18. That was a semi truck. You get in there and you got your weird shaped pubes and these dudes got full bore fucking pubes fucking hanging out and you feel weird about that too.
Yeah, I agree.
They've been, you know, they know where to go to the plane. They know where to go to eat. They're not 18 away from their, and hockey kids are, you know, they don't live real lives. You know what I mean?
Malkin was talking about that. Who was the Russian who played for the Penguins when he was a rookie?
Oh, fucking Christ. Oh, shit. Basically, his saving grace.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't have made it in the NHL. He wouldn't have made it in America.
Motherfuck. We've actually talked about this guy before on here.
Yeah, we did. Oh, man. I can't think of his name.
God damn it. I can't either. It'll come to us.
Yeah, you got those guys like that. I mean, that's kind
of... Fuck me. Who the fuck?
You got to think about, Matthews and them. Matthews was 18. I mean, there's some young people on that team, but, I mean, that's why... I mean, some of those dudes are fucking father figures.
Right. Right. So, I mean, that might play into, because Murray, Eichel, these dudes are young. And you're not even done developing at the time you're 18 or 19. You know what I mean?
I'm saying his body is not. You got to learn how, you learn tricks. Crosby's was concussions. That's a different story.
Yeah.
But, Murray's is, something different. Every fucking time.
Yeah.
My shoulder hurts for a week. And I think they baby him.
Murray looks like a young boy, too. Like, he looks like how old he is.
And I think they baby him. I think, oh, hey, your hamstring hurts? Yeah, you're not fucking playing.
Well, and at some point, too, you got to find a place. You know how Bob had realized, like, oh, I want to be flexible in this, but he was getting hurt. So then he got, like, too jacked. Like, the one year, like, there's something to be a professional. Find that medium level of a goalie where, like, I still need to be flexible, but I still have to have meat on my body. Because yep. People are coming in here flying in. You know, goalie interferences happen constantly. So, especially, you know, without somebody to come up and punch him in the head afterwards, you're going to see more goalies get taken out like that, too.
Yeah.
So, just another reason to have enforcers. So, Rick Nash is in Boston now. You've mentioned that you think Columbus should retire his number in Columbus. What do you think his legacy is in New York? Do you do it in New York too?
He had some good times there, but I don't know.
Because he took them to a Stanley Cup. He never did that for Columbus.
Yeah, and he won a gold medal while he was a Ranger.
Yeah, that's irrelevant though.
Yeah, but I mean, it builds to the legacy of him.
Or say he wins one in Boston this year.
If he wins one in Boston, I think it helps his case for
New York,
both teams. Because
yeah, I think you're right.
It makes him say, you know, this was his home.
Like, yeah.
He won that ring there. I mean, teams do that shit for some reason.
Dude, I wouldn't hate it if Boston won it this year. I wouldn't hate it at all.
I mean, to me, I just feel like I grew up in Ohio, and for anyone else that did,
you hate fucking
like on fucking Campbell soup cans and shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
He was Columbus hockey.
Yeah,
he. I mean, I know. Like, I think the Blue Jackets got lucky. He was that good.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those guys that is projected, you know, top pick and is a top pick.
But, like, for me, it's just, like, I've seen so much Rick Nash shit everywhere that I think he helped carry that team along to where they're at.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. I mean, like you said, if he wins one in Boston or, you know, comes back to Columbus and helps them, if he comes back to Columbus and becomes part of something there, I mean, for sure he is, right?
If he would have sucked and not sold any Rick Nash jerseys, would Columbus Blue Jackets be a team?
It's debatable. I mean, the city had to bail them out at one point, but, I mean,
That's my point. I mean, you could ask someone that knew jack shit about Columbus hockey, and they knew who Rick Nash was.
Oh, yeah, because they see him at Speedway selling hot dogs and shit.
And people had Rick Nash jerseys and T-shirts and jerseys and... I'm just saying, he kind of helped him.
Yeah, he did.
But his stats don't put him in the rafter.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think it's a generalized, hey, you know, this guy was the first guy. Let's build a legacy around it and put his ass in the rafters.
So it looks like Seattle's actually getting their team. They wanted to sell 10,000 season tickets the other day and ended up selling 25,000 of them in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they going to call? No one knows yet.
Now, the best logo I've seen by a fan rendition the other day was, I forget who it was. I wish I could credit them now, but it was an octopus, and it was the Metropolitans because that's what their old NHL team was. I think they should go back to being the Seattle Metropolitans. But it was like this really badass looking octopus. That's what I think they should go with. But they probably won't unless they switch the names of the league divisions, obviously, because of the Metro. So then I've heard Kraken and all kinds of like Steelhead, other shit like that. Huh?
The Seattle Kraken?
Yeah, that's terrible. Sasquatch is a real good one.
Fucking wasted if I was at their games because I would drink a handle of Kraken every single time I went to one.
Rum? Rumpelstiltskin?
I would have a handle of black spice rum. Fucking dude, they could have fucking the movie, Titans?
Remember the Titans?
No. Release the Kraken.
Oh, isn't that fucking Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, it's Titans. The fucking
There's no Titan- fucking movie called Titans.
The old movie with the robot Al that talks and Medusa and fucking...
Like the old stop-motion fucking Harryhausen?
Yeah. Yep. Titans. Remember the Titans. You were right.
Oh my god, dude. Fucking Tim Nash would kick my ass right now because I don't know the name of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like something in the Thousand Army. Thousand Skeleton Army.
Fucking call it Titans something.
Conan and the Titans.
There's not fucking Conan and the Titans. Clash of the Titans. God damn.
Yep, that's fucking it. Classic. American movie classic.
Release the Kraken. You could have, like, that on the everywhere.
Yeah, you can't, you can't call him the Kraken.
Ernie McCracken?
I like the Sasquatch. I like the fucking... I really wish they could buy out the Thunderbirds, because that'd be sick. Or just fucking be the Supersonics, dude. Fuck it.
Could be the Krakens, and someone on their team can be Perseus.
Okay. the tournaments for college hockey are now. Who do you like going into the Frozen Four to win a Natty this year? Not named Notre Dame.
Not naming Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Notre Dame.
I like it. I agree. Did you see Markstrom from Vancouver's comments about himself and his team about a month ago?
Yeah, he doesn't have to tell me that he's not good. I know that.
I just felt bad for him when I read it. Laura Jo, she's like,
are you... I'm the last person he needs to tell.
She goes, are you reading what Markstrom's saying online right now? I said, no. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Somehow she has, like, gossip hockey... Twitter, like, shit, like, and our hearts and thoughts go out to the Stahl family, too. She had actually broke the news to me about Jordan Stahl and his wife's unfortunate passing of their newborn baby. Our thoughts and hearts are with the Stahl family, and I expect him to tear it up for the remainder of the year, just because that's, you know, how sports work. But she has, like, some kind of – and she won't tell me what it is, where she's just getting, like, all this fucking juicy fucking news.
Juice.
Just fucking – I'm just going to call her Laura Juice. Give me the playoff pitcher, Big Rand, and then we'll get out of here, buddy.
And Easter was.
And I want to say thanks to your wife, my wife, and our mother, our mother is watching my kids right now so I can come out and podcast. And Mariah.
Easter was.
Easter who?
East or west?
Give me the west. Well, left coast.
West, central, you have Nashville, Winnipeg, Minnesota.
Okay.
Pacific, you have Gambits, which is Vegas Golden Knights for all you assholes. San Jose, Anaheim, and then you have the wild card. You have Dallas and L.A.,
Is anybody there's like their wild card's even closer than the East, isn't it?
Colorado, St. Louis, and Calgary are all
like a point behind LA.
Colorado and St. Louis a point and two. Calgary about four. So those are all pretty bubble teamed right there.
Is there anybody in that mix you see not making it?
Not making it? I don't think Calgary will.
No, I mean, out of the playoff teams right now, not the bubble teams.
Oh, no, they all got way too many points, I think.
I would have said L.A., but the last week, L.A. has turned it fucking on. So I think you'll see the West remain the same.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to happen. I mean, Dallas.
Unless you see Dallas come up and Minnesota go to the wild card.
Yeah, that might happen, but I still think both of them are making it. And Dallas is two behind Minnesota in the Central.
Right.
No one's catching Nashville.
No. Nashville's really good.
They're about to have a hundo points here.
Yeah, too bad you still have Pekarinen in that.
So,
give me East Coast.
And the fact that Chicago and Edmonton are
oof.
28-30, 27-34 is just fucking funny.
Not a lot of people saw that coming.
East Metropolitan. You got Capitals, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. Atlantic, you have Tampa Bay, Boston, Toronto, and the wild card, you have Devils and the Jackets. And then you have
Carolina.
Florida and Carolina creeping on the creep up. And Rangers could make a push if they get hot.
Out of there, do you see anybody not making it? I'm worried about Columbus for the first time this year. I am.
I think I would too. Florida's won 6 games in a row. The Rangers have won 3 games in a row.
Florida has one of the best records since the All-Star break in hockey.
Yeah, they're 8-2 in their last 10.
And those 3 games in hand come in handy.
Yeah, because they've only played 63.
Yeah, that's how shit happens.
Yeah, because they'll get to play. Columbus will be beating them by 2 points, and they'll have 3 games left.
And I don't know if they have a bunch of Atlantic games left, but the top 3 in the Atlantic aren't really too worried about fucking anything.
No, 85, 88, 94, they ain't getting touched.
Right. So, I mean, they can afford to lose some Atlantic games. It's not going to be a big deal to them.
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Washington, I think will all 3 stay at the 3. I just don't think I have no idea what order.
I think Pittsburgh will win it somehow.
I think either one of those 3 teams have the opportunity to win it. They're going to flip-flop. They won't stay 1, 2, and 3 the way they are now. But right. They'll stay in the top 3 in my mind.
Right. Well, hey, man, it's good to have you back on. Hopefully we'll have you, and for the rest of time until hockey season next year.
Playoff time. It's when I need it the most. I'm like fucking Matt Murray.
Okay. Hey, tell them where to find us, Big Rand. Let's see how fucking close this is.
What? Where at?
Yeah, tell them where to find us.
StitcherRadio.com. Shit.
We are on Spotify now.
Fuck Spotify.
The people wanted it. They Buzzsprout got us on there.
Nice. If they ever listen to anything, they're going to hear me say fuck Spotify.
I know. I was like, clearly they didn't fucking listen to one goddamn episode, or there's no fucking way they would have. So check us out on Spotify. Please go rate and review us on iTunes. It really is the best way to help this show. Big Rand and I don't ask you guys for any fucking money or anything like that. Just go rate and review us 5 stars or leave a review, please. It really does help the show out a lot. All right, Big Rand. See ya.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll send you that password and shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye. How many fucks do I give?